The British Forces Broadcasting Service present Hello Christmas. Hello Christmas.
Oh, hello Santa.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello Christmas.
Hello Puddin'.
I've got a leg in my stocking.
Hello. Hello.
We recorded this in August.
Ho, 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 Sonny. And what would you like for Christmas?
Silver bells.
Silver bells.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Bring me flesh and bring me wine. Bring me pine logs hither.
Please send some snow. Some snow for Johnny.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Well, that's got that Christmas rubbish out of the way. Let's get on with the jokes.
Hello.
You pinched that from me.
What?
Hello. Used to be my catchphrase.
Your catchphrase?
Yes, when I was Dirty Dick the Semprini of the stag shows. And then the donkey died.
I say, you chaps, hello.
Don't you start.
Don't be like that. Season of goodwill, peace on earth, have a Nagila, all that sort of thing. I brought presents for you. This is for you, John.
Thank you.
This is for you, Barry.
Thank God.
I was going to get you a... but the shop had run out. Yeah. Oh, I nearly forgot. I got something for Dennis's trio.
What did you get?
Mrs. Mills to share amongst themselves.
Tell you what. I've got a cracker.
Where?
She's in the dressing room, and leave her alone, you two. I knew that would do it. Now for my Christmas poem. There once was an orphan called Ernest, to whom Santa Claus brought a boat. But Ernest had wanted some soldiers, so he shoved it down Santa Claus' throat.
There was nobody there.
A lot you know. Did you look behind my umbrella?
What do you mean?
She's a small, thin, round-shouldered raver.
Sounds like my wife.
What does?
This.
Where the hell have you been? And don't give me that hello cheeky rubbish.
Oh, my God, it's the wife. Hello?
Hello there.
I'm sorry, I thought you were going to be my wife.
Oh, is this a proposal?
Certainly not.
Racial bigot.
What?
A racial pigot, that's the name of my girlfriend.
Any relation to Lester?
No, but one of her uncles is Stoke-on-Trent. Listen, can I call you back? It's a bit difficult to talk to you at the moment.
Why?
We haven't got a phone in the house.
Oh. Time now to continue our Christmas meanwhile. Those of you who were listening last year will doubtless remember we did a lovely one about a cockerel and a pair of wren's bloomers that were cut. The meanwhile, not the wren's bloomers. So, in response to many requests, most of them from the wren... Here is our meanwhile sequel.
Meanwhile, in a wigwam well to the rear of Sitting Bull.
Little deer, you have proved manhood in battle against Paleface. Tribe have decided you no longer, little deer. You very expensive.
Come in.
I am coming to complain about the Indian jokes you are doing on the show.
It was a red Indian.
What have politics got to do with it? I myself, personally, am a liberal with leanings towards Margaret Thatcher. What a pretty lady. She is making Mrs. Nehru look like a bit of an old boot.
Get out!
Racial bigot.
What?
Oh, Nazir Mukherjee. That's the name of my girlfriend.
Any relation to Gordon Richards?
No, but her auntie is a block of flats in Paddington.
I see.
Continuing our Christmas theme.
You're pathetic.
I do the best I can.
I know, and it's pathetic.
Thank you very much, Barry. What does Christmas mean to you? I'll tell you what it means to me. Sleigh bells, Christmas trees, log fires, crumpet, holly, presents, crumpet.
Tim?
Turkey, crumpet. Mistletoe, crumpet. Crumpet.
Tim, what is his obsession with Crumpet?
Only found out about it last week, and the novelty hasn't worn off yet.
Would you pull yourself together and announce the first guests?
Sorry. Crumpet and gentlemen, we proudly... we proudly present Crumpet.
Tim?
Or, to put it another way, Alex Welsh and his band!
Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That was Count Basie's 920 special. We'd like now to feature our male voice choir. It's the middle-aged Osmond Brothers. An old 20 song entitled Toot Toot Tootsie Ta-ra. of a sigh, I heard him sigh, of me or mine. Now seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he got back down to kiss his love again and tell his toot 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 see goodbye. Toot 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 see don't cry. That choo choo train that takes me away from you.
No words can tell us how it makes me
kiss me tootsie and then do it over again. Watch for the mail. I never fail.
If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail.
Toot, toot, tootsie, don't cry. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye. I heard him sigh, oh me oh my. Now seven times he got aboard his train, and seven times he got back down to kiss his love again and tell him toot 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 see goodbye. Toot 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 see don't cry. That choo choo train that takes me away from you.
No words can tell us how that makes me
kiss me toot.
If that lot of Tim's idea of crumpet, we're going to be all right at the party tonight.
Is there a party?
Oh, yes, the producer's handing out presents.
How do you know?
Well, I heard him say to his secretary, after the show, I'm going to give you one. Then we all... Didn't you hear that? Oh, no, you weren't there. Then we all put our dinner jackets on, go downstairs and have a glass of invalid wine and a corned beef sandwich.
Each?
Don't be so daft. Mind you, they stick a bit of holly in it.
If they try it with me, I'll call a policeman.
Have you had any this year?
Pardon?
Presents, I mean.
Oh.
My wife, God bless her, gave me three bookends and a leather thing with a lump on the end.
Really?
Well, when I say gave it to me, she hit me over the head with it.
What did you give her?
Punch in the mouth and a book token.
Actually, your wife was very good to me.
What did she give you?
Half an hour to stop.
My kids usually get rowdy after Christmas lunch, so this year I gave them a couple of Max Bygraves LPs.
Did it work?
Yes, they left home.
I don't understand. Half an hour to stop.
We'll talk about it later, Tim.
Mm-hmm. special Christmas, would you believe it?
Mr. J. Pangborn Truss of Reigate celebrates Christmas every year on March the 9th. There is a very special reason for this. The man's an idiot. Hello?
Truss here. Merry Christmas.
It's not March the 9th.
Oh, I am an idiot.
Hi, fans. Dennis, I'll fill your stocking any time, darling. King here. With a song to suit the occasion.
Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Chestnuts stuffing up your nose.
Dennis, get off. I never get treated like this when I was with Ivy Benson.
That was an old girls band.
Lot you know, sailor.
Darling, it's a wonderful honeymoon and I'm enjoying every minute of it. But this evening, couldn't we just play Scrabble?
That was an excerpt from Twelfth Night.
And now I'd like to read a letter from one of our fans. Dear sir, my daughter tells me that you... No, that's not it. Here we are. Dear sir, I hope you don't mind a bit of constructive criticism. Your programme is rubbish. Yours sincerely, George Hedwind, mother of three.
And now...
P.S. And so if you're listening, George, we'd just like to say...
I wish you all a last good.
Did you say George Hedwind? Good Lord.
Why, do you know him?
No. But I knew a lady in Bridlington who did an uncanny impression of a suitcase.
What happened?
She packed it up.
And now, speaking of ladies from Bridlington, I'd like to introduce our next guest, who is not a lady from Bridlington. And how do you like that for a bit of smooth continuity? He is, however, one of the finest... What is he?
Harpist.
Pardon?
Harpist.
You said he didn't drink.
Look. Ladies and gentlemen, that very fine virtuoso of the harp, David Snell.
Thank you.
Thank you. That was a tune by Franz Lehár called Girls Are Made to Love and Kiss. This is a tune now by Leroy Anderson, Forgotten Dreams.
He wasn't much cut, was he? He didn't know the words.
Yes. I used to play with a sitar.
You mean play the sitar?
No, with a sitar, Swedish bird, raver. Oh. Sorry, Harriet. And now, here is a newsflash. Today, dressed as Father Christmas, the Chancellor, Mr. Dennis Healy, visited a children's Christmas party in Amersham and took toys away from the children. Hello?
Hello. This is a bad impersonation of Dennis Healy here. I'd just like to announce to the nation that I am taking the tacks off ladies' knickers.
Why?
If they can't keep them up with elastic, the hell with them.
And now it is with pride that we bring... Oh, what? Oh, I'm sorry. That's a sound effect. Bring. Oh, sorry. Hello?
Codron Snit here. You're taking my livelihood away.
What do you mean?
I do bad impressions of Dennis Healy. Listen to this. Okay, blue eyes, I'm taking the tacks off ladies' knickers, you dirty rat.
Take your point, Codron.
Well, as long as you know. On a good ship, lollipop. That's Shirley Williams. She's bad too, isn't she?
Oh, I don't know. She's not that bad.
You have got to be admitting, however, she is no Margaret Thatcher. Oh, how I am longing to run my fingers through her manifestos.
Get out of here, you dirty devil.
Arthur Negus.
What?
I'm sorry, racial bigot. Oh. Tandoori, do you remember when we ate curried lobster balls, dreamt we'd out in Marble Hall?
Get out!
Oh, racial Negus.
Home hints for the handyman. Special bumper Christmas edition.
How to get the most out of a Christmas goose.
Stand close to the lady at the bacon counter.
Meanwhile, on a luxury yacht in the Manchester Ship Canal, it's cabaret time. And who should it be but our next guests? Third choice for London's new airport, the Womble!
morning of the wobbling day, and you've got to do the washing up for Madame Cholet. Remember, 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 remember.
I've decided to call it the Wobbling Twist. When you learn to do it, we can dance all day. We can wobble and twist every night away. Let's
It's incredible, you know. I knew them when they were the Huddersfield Choral Society.
And now, because it's Christmas time, I think that we should talk in rhyme.
I'm not too sure that that would work. In fact, it won't, Tim. You're a Burke.
Tim's not a Burke. No, not a bit. A Puff, perhaps, or even Twit.
I'm not a Puff. I'm very Butch. I'm married, thank you very much.
I'm married too, so blow you, Jack. Tim, can I have my compact back?
I'm going to shout it from the roofs. I'm quite all right. You two are Puffs.
What's going on? What did I miss? Hello there, John. Give us a kiss.
Come, Barry, Tim, and John and Dan. Stop all this filth. Behave like men. Of poofy jokes, be very wary.
Who are you?
I'm the Christmas fairy.
Get off! The part of the Christmas fairy was played by Alex Welsh.
Very well.
Yeah, those spangles on his trumpet are a bit of a giveaway.
I should now like to give you my rendition of Parlez-moi de Chipping Sodbury on this specially tuned wooden leg, which I borrowed from that gentleman leaning against the wall. Thank you. Parlez-moi de Chipping Sudbury and stations to Croydon South. Thank you. Thank you, bless you. It does take it out of you. Could you someone introduce the next guest, please?
Yes, it's the moment she's been waiting for.
Bringing a touch of culture to your Christmas filth.
That fine vocalist and hero of El Alamein, Marion Montgomery!
I feel like I'm made out of gingerbread. Crumb picking, lip licking gingerbread. Now I finally got myself together now. Fresh out of the pan, sweet gingerbread man. Oh, tasty and tan, sweet gingerbread man. Whirling a cane made of peppermint. Green, oh, the world, oh, 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 oh.
da-di-di-dum.
Thank you. You know, that's a sound I love to hear, is applause. I tell you, that's what this song, this next song, is all about. The sound of applause for the good of the cause. Now, bodies like yours should be used for something more than just waving around like a flag. Don't get me wrong, I don't mean to tell you I want you for only your body, cause baby, you just ain't my bag. But what's living inside that beautiful closet? Won't you let it come out for a while? We want applause, all need applause, but we get it for the good of the cause. Sha da da, sha da da da, sha da da da. Now people will lead you into believing that I don't love you, but you know that ain't true. Still, why should I take you when you got nothing? Put you up here right next to me, honey, on Sloan Avenue. Your mind, no need to tell you you're really something, but forget about it, baby, cause right now, honey, you're just not my kind. For the good of the cause.
Thank you.
Last time I heard a voice like that, it had jam on it.
What does that mean?
Translation of an old Hindustani proverb. Loses something in the translation.
What?
Sense.
True.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we've got time for, so... over to a big London store where lovable Cockney character Monty Odbin has taken over the role of Father Christmas for the day.
Hello, Father Christmas.
Shut up.
I want
You'll get a backhander. Shut up. Here, you, ugly kid with a runny nose. What do you want for Christmas?
Bobby said
Shut that. Up. Oh. You her mum.
Where are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you're uglier than her, ain't you? Shut up. How old you, pimply face?
7.
Want to be 8?
Yes.
Well, shut up.
Get your tickets. Get your Christmas raffle tickets.
What's all this?
Want to buy a ticket for a raffle, Barry?
How much are they?
10p each or 4 for 50p.
Yeah. Are there reduced rates for old age pensioners?
I'm not selling old age pensioners, I'm selling raffle tickets. 10p each or 4 for 50p.
All right, I'll have one. What do I get?
Little bit of paper with number 9 on it.
No, I mean, what's the prize?
That's it, little bit of paper with number 9 on it.
What's the second prize?
3 years in the Bahamas with 24 tiller girls.
Whoa, I'll have 10p's worth of that.
I thought you would.
Yeah, I've always wanted a bit of paper with number 9 on it.
Mean swines, you'd think they'd buy a record of a fanfare, wouldn't you?
Will you get on with it?
Ladies and gentlemen, a medley of my greatest hits.
How'd you like to squid me with a soda siphon, baby? How'd you like to hit me with a pie? Rip the trousers up my legs or get hold of six raw eggs. Squash them on my head and let the yolk get in my eye. How'd you like to pelt me with tomatoes, honey? Fill my pockets up with mutton stew. If that would thrill you with delight, then baby, please come round tonight. And afterwards I'll do the same. Afterwards I'll do the same. Afterwards I'll do the same to you.
Say goodbye, my darling. Goodbye is a terrible word. Farewell and adieu are terrible too. And ta-ta is simply absurd. Say none of these things, I beg you, because it would make me feel low. So don't say goodbye, my darling.
Just pack up your suitcase and go.
I've fallen for a girl called Agnes, and nothing rhymes with that. And so I'll sing my song of love the best way that I can. Each time I see beloved Agnes, birds sing in my heart and in my bathroom as well. I think they get in through a hole in the roof. Agnes, you have given me joy and peace and an overdraft and a cold. Oh, Agnes, it's hell writing a love song for you. So I think I'll go out and find a girl called Louise. That'll be a damn sight easier. Agnes, goodbye, and you can keep the cat.
Everyone knows how it feels making friends with conger eels, and it's great, I think.
Yes, it's great, I think.
Everyone, of course, loves fleas, but we must remember, please, our friends beneath the sink. And as we spread joy throughout the land,
hallelujah,
and as we go walking hand in hand,
hallelujah,
there's one thing we ought to understand. Cockroaches need a little loving too. It's so easy to be nice to the friendly old woodlice, but you must do more.
Yes, you must do more.
You'll find where true friendship lies when you meet those little guys underneath the kitchen floor. And as we spread joy throughout the land,
hallelujah,
and as we go walking hand in hand,
hallelujah,
there's nothing we ought to understand. Cockroaches need a little loving too. And as we spread joy throughout the land,
hallelujah,
and as we go walking hand in hand,
hallelujah,
there's one thing we ought to understand. Cockroaches need a little loving too. Cockroaches need a little loving too.
Many of you have written to us asking if there is a Hello Cheeky songbook. Well, there isn't, but if you send us £5, Dennis will come round and hum to you. If you send us £7, he won't.
Meanwhile, in a Soho doorway marked Masseur's First Floor.
Hello there, honey. Want to come home with me?
What in the hell would I do in Barbados at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Hello?
Hello, this is a photograph of a complaint.
What is it?
Chilblains. And what's more, don't do it again.
Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Who is?
Oh, what's his name over there?
That's the producer.
What does he do?
He sits at the back, and when the audience laugh a lot, he says to his secretary, "That must be dirty, cut it."
Who's his secretary?
You know, the little blonde with the short skirt.
Oh, Reg.
That's the one. He does 180 words a minute, you know. All right, Reg?
Oh, they all say that. Nice lad, actually, Reg. Gave me a very interesting recipe for hot water.
We should give it to my wife. She burns it.
Meanwhile, in a hospital.
Nurse, bring me some more hot water.
I can't. I've lost the recipe.
Ugh. Good Lord, who's this?
It's a bunch of lads struck down with a nasty attack of breezing along with the breeze. Doctor, it's the Alex Welsh Band!
Breezing Along with the Breeze, we'd like to carry on with a tune entitled When You Were a Tulip, a Big Yellow Tulip, and I Were a Big Red Rose.
A big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas that heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows. Yeah, you made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than tulip when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
The tune you have just heard is expected to recover by the end of the week. And now, by way of a change, I shall put on my Fair Isle pullover. The wife knitted it as a Christmas present. Surprise. Especially to her, she thought she was knitting a pair of socks. Meanwhile, in a village hall just after the Velita...
What's the matter, Vicar?
That is a wicked, sinful dance and must never be performed in the church hall again.
That was Last Tango in Parish.
Would you believe it? If you were to drop a peanut from the top of Nelson's column onto a man's head, you could kill him.
Mind you, a more effective way would be to stab him with a bayonet.
Meanwhile, in an army training camp during World War II...
Higgins, fixed bayonet. Remember what I told you. Grasp the rifle firmly, lunge, twist, and then withdraw. Go! Higgins, the dummy, not me.
Sorry, Sarge.
All right, try again. Right. Now, that should kill off any boss you come across. If it don't, drop a peanut on his head.
And as our brave boys celebrate their victory over the Hun and the fact that they have saved Great Britain from the brink of total disaster, we eavesdrop on the thoughts of one returning Tommy.
One of these days, Dennis, I'll get in charge and screw the whole thing up again.
And he did. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with her recent chart buster, the Kung Fu Anniversary Waltz, we present the lovely, the talented, the enchanting, the delightful, the edible, the delicious, the unforgettable... What was your name again, love?
Marion Montgomery.
Of course, General Montgomery.
Thank you. You know, the best thing about this time of the year is walking down the street and seeing people coming towards you smiling. And I think that's what it's all about. So you can imagine how I feel when I see you out there. I hope that you're out there. Smile. You smile, I can see. You are born, born for me and for me. You will be a do or die. Oh, baby, I wanna love you. You know I got to love you. When you smile, 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 smile. Smile, I can see there is la 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 la. Smile, I can see there is hope for me and for you if you know just what I mean. Oh baby, let me love.
Meanwhile, in a Mayfair restaurant just downwind of the Gorgonzola.
Hello? Samarkand Gourmet Restaurant and Chicken and Chips to take away here.
I'd like to make a reservation for this evening.
Yes, sir?
I'd like a table near the floor.
Yes, sir. What name?
Ronnie Corbett.
I see. Luigi?
What do you want, Herbert?
Shut up. Stone. Sorry. 9 o'clock, I want a special celebration cake.
What, is it somebody's birthday?
No, it's the 4th anniversary of the chicken casserole. Hello, Hamish McNasty's Kosher Tandoori Steakhouse here. You want the best food? Bring it in yourself.
I'm the mayor of Paddington.
You want to book a table?
No, I'm just showing off.
All right.
I'm the mayor of Paddington.
Oh,
looking ahead tonight on BBC television, there's nothing on. We've looked too far ahead, so let's go back a bit. At 8:30, Biggles gets a nosebleed with Petula Clark as Biggles and Larry Grayson as Ginger. At 9:25, after the news, Michael Parkinson sticks his finger up his nose and talks to Cecil Beaton. At 9:26, Cecil Beaton leaves the studio saying he refuses to speak to anyone with his finger stuck up his nose.
Meanwhile, on BBC Two, Man Alive tells the story of how a group of Cheam housewives got together and kicked a fishmonger. Following this, someone will put on a long frock and sing. May not sound much fun, but it's Richard Baker.
On the other channel, you can join the hilarity as Sid and Diana get amusingly involved with a gang of grave robbers and a mass murderer. After this, the panel of experts on World of Sport look at Olga Corbett. For far too long, if you ask me.
Ho, ho! Happy Yuletide, funsters!
What?
Come on, chaps, rally round. I promised the kids this would be a Christmassy show. If it's not, I'll have to buy them a present. Ho, ho, ho! Here's a Christmas riddle. Why are all the men collecting their money in the pub on Christmas Eve like the ladies in the maternity hospital? Because they're all in the club! Ho, 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 ho!
Get a guest on. Ladies and gentlemen, David Snell. Thank you.
That was a tune of my own called Valley's End. Here's a tune now from the Fantastics, Soon It's Gonna Rain.
All those of you who have just finished your Christmas lunch, pull your chairs close to the fire and start roasting your nuts.
And prepare for a Christmas treat as Barry Cryer streaks on radio with a bunch of holly stuffed up his nostrils.
That's brought the colour to your cheeks. And your face has gone quite red as well.
And now, here is our Christmas tale. Once upon a time, there were two robin redbreasts. Now there are millions of them. Thank you. So much for the festive season. And now, carols.
Smaller than Margaret's, but prettier.
For those housewives... For those housewives and you who have cleaner minds, and those who don't know what to do with what's left of the turkey, Barry Cryer is in grave danger of telling you. And now here is Ferris Lunge to give us a discourse on how a lady once trod on his foot in Hampton Wick.
Good evening. I was in Hampton Wick once and a lady trod on my foot. Good night.
I've heard a whisper they're going to make a musical out of it, you know.
We present Ouch, a new musical based on the worst seller, A Lady Trod on My Foot in Hampton Wick, by Ferris Lunge.
Ouch, a lady just trod on my foot in Hampton Wick.
We interrupt this rubbish.
we interrupt this rubbish to bring you some garbage.
Here is a news flash.
Members of a Kent yachting club found themselves in trouble in the Channel today when they discovered they'd forgotten the yacht. A spokesman for the club later said, "Hello, sailor, fancy a good time." When asked what this had to do with the incident, he said, "You live your life and I'll live mine."
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Ounce. We hear
of
we...
Of what?
Ounce. O-Z, that's short for Ounce.
Tim.
Yes, yes.
Despite the fact you've brought your entire family here to support you, you're being very silly. Oz is a country where all the people are green and it's ruled by a wizard, and there's a tin man, a scarecrow, a cowardly lion.
I'm being silly.
Hello, you two.
Oh.
Seen this in the paper? The Minister of Transport's just come up with a great new idea, the M7 and 3/8. A circular motorway.
What's the point?
Well, you don't get anywhere, but you do it in half the time. Doesn't it make you proud to be English?
What?
The fact that Richard Burton's Welsh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And now for our new panel game, Kick the Vicar. Contestants are asked graded questions, and the first to answer 10 correctly gets to kick the vicar of his choice. Here is your chairman, an old puff.
Thank you, darling. And now here's our first contestant. What's your name, sir?
Pass.
Well, Mr. Pass, is that your real name?
No.
Good, that's one answer correct. Now, over to our other contestant, who is a fat lady with spots. Your name, madam?
Yes.
Good, that makes one all. Now, Mr. Pass, it's your turn again, isn't it?
Yes.
Good heavens, two in a row. Oh, terrific. Now, Mrs. Fat?
Yes.
Two all. Well, that's all we've got time for, as my ankles have started to swell up again. So, here to play for you till next week is the group voted by you, the public, least likely to become Carmelite nuns during the tax year ending April the 5th. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wombles!
Don't you slip on the skin.
That was the Wombles, but then aren't we all from time to time?
Look here, fishmonger. I'm not paying these prices. £10 a tentacle.
That was an excerpt from Dear Octopus.
Let's sing that song about a scouse toilet.
What's that?
Liverpool Loo. Oh!
I still say OZ is short for ounce.
Here I am alone at last and on this desert island cast. Good heavens, what is that I see? An orchestra behind yon tree. Before they play and I do sing, I've got to do one simple thing. I'll make the island nice and tidy and I'll get to work on Friday.
What are you doing?
I'm Robinson Crusoe.
If you're Robinson Crusoe, I'm Cinderella.
You ordered a mini pumpkin, lady?
Yes.
There's been a bit of a hold-up. One of the mice has got a hernia.
Oh, dear. Oh, I've got to be there by midnight.
Why?
My slipper's on a meter.
Will you two get off my island? I'm going to do my speciality.
You wouldn't dare.
Has anyone seen a laddie? Now I'm wishy-washy.
I've seen you work and I'm inclined to agree with you.
Well, I'm most upset about the lamp. The flaming genie's turned out camp. And when I said I want three wishes, he came and kicked me something vicious.
It's all right for you, sunshine. If I'm not at the palace by midnight, I'll cop out on the prince. And it's back to scrubbing that flaming Kazi.
You've been asked to leave, so kindly do so. This place belongs to me, our Crusoe. Although you're charming and you're comely, I've got a date to meet Roy Plumley. It's not easy finding a rhyme for that, missus. My first record is Be Like a Kettle and Sing by that grand entertainer, your own Vera Ling.
Be like a kettle and sing.
Do you know what, with her and Marion Montgomery, Rummel didn't have a chance. Hello?
Hello, this is Vera Lynn here.
You are not Vera Lynn.
No? Try this on for size. Yours till these stars lose their glory. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Oh. Sorry, Vera. See you at the Albert Hall next year.
I'll be there singing my socks off. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, get off.
Hello, my name is Elderberry Farce, and I'd like to talk to you about pieces of elastic with knots on the end. Like this one, for instance. Oh, my nose. I will keep doing that.
At this time of year, let us spare a thought for the Elderberry Farces of this world. We are setting up a fund which will enable us all to get rotten drunk after the programme is over. Send your donations, please, to the Elderberry Farce Preservation Trust, piece of elastic, knot on the end, London W1... W1.
And may I just say, on behalf of us all, in closing, to those of you who have stayed with us throughout the entire programme, you must be pushed for something to do on Christmas Day. Ta-ra!
Ta-ra, Cheeky!
Bye-bye, Cheeky!
This programme was written and performed by John Junkin, Barry Cryer and Tim Brooke Taylor, with their special guests Marion Montgomery, David Snell, Alex Welch and his band, and the Wombles. The music was by the Dennis King Trio, and the programme was produced by Richard Wilcox and Bob Oliver Rogers.